I call this meeting to order at 4:05 p.m. on Thursday, July 31st, 2025 in the Frankie Pseudo Papa Conference Room. Moving on to agenda item 2, land acknowledgement. We acknowledge that the University of Nevada, Reno is situated on the traditional homelands of the Northern Paiute, Washoe, Western Shoshone, and Southern Paiute peoples. These lands continue to be a gathering place for indigenous peoples, and we recognize their deep connections to these places. We extend our appreciation for the opportunity to live and learn on their territory. Moving on to agenda item 3, roll call. Vice Chair Barris, absence excused. Senator Huang, present on Zoom. Senator Custer, present on Zoom. Senator Lawson, absence excused. Senator Lucchesi,
present.
Senator McAndrews,
present.
Chair Nicelli, Senator Moss,
present.
And Senator Packard, absence excused. The quorum is present. Moving on to agenda item 4, public comment. Is there any public comment at this time?
Someone is recording.
Yeah.
The other thing you can also do is just hit record.
No public comment. Moving on to agenda item 5, adoption of minutes. There are no minutes to be adopted at this time. Agenda item 6, reports. Are there any reports? None. Move on to agenda item 7, old business. There's no old business to be considered at this time. Moving on to agenda item 8, new business. And this is going to be similar to our previous meetings where we're kind of working through things and learning about the process and having some good discussions. So agenda item 8A is the fall 2025 financial review schedule. I just wanted to confirm with you all. It sounded like Wednesday and Friday were going to be the two best bets. Both 4 to 5 p.m. So for everyone here, what works better, Wednesday or Fridays?
I can go.
Yeah,
I think Wednesday is, because I come to the CSC early anyway for Senate meetings. I don't know about you guys, but the issue with that is I feel like a lot of people have a class that goes till 5:15 or something like that. So that's my only worry with that. I think Friday's pretty easy. I feel like a lot less people would have class. That's what
I'm for me, it's going to be Wednesdays.
Okay. Do you have class on Friday?
I work on
Fridays.
It's kind of hard.
Let me look at the chat. So Senator Huang, Wednesday. Senator Custer, Wednesday. That's okay with me. Yeah.
I'm fine both days. I don't have classes. I don't have my work schedule yet from the Learning Resource Center, so I can't really comment on that. But either works for me. I would prefer a later date than, or a later time rather than an earlier time, simply for the same reasons that Senator Lucchesi said, meaning people might be working, people might be in class at that time. So that 5:15-ish area time would be good for me too.
Director Rodriguez, you said we have to be before 5 p.m., correct? If we're meeting in here. 5 p.m. is the latest we can go.
On Friday.
Oh, only on Friday.
Yeah.
Friday. What about on Wednesday?
Do we close at 5 o'clock on Friday? Or do we stay up until
8? Sorry.
I'm sorry, what else are you
doing? So we're talking about Wednesday right now. I mean, Senate's at 5:30.
Yeah, you're fine. The Center for Student Agency is open until 8.
Okay.
Yeah. I think it's 8. Yeah. I think it's 8. I think it's 8 p.m. But is it? I don't know about Friday if it changes during the semester.
I don't think it matters if we go with Wednesday. Is that what you're saying?
That's what seems like it's working better for the group.
Yeah.
I would just submit your request for this room.
That's why I want to make sure we got this taken care of. Okay, so it's sounding like Wednesday 4 to 5 p.m. is what everyone's leaning towards. So I'll get this room booked on the schedule that we went over a couple of weeks ago.
I would go until 5:15-ish in case.
Perfect. Are there any questions on that agenda item? Yeah, Senator Hammers.
Would it be weekly or bi-weekly?
Bi-weekly. Correct, Director Rodriguez. We still meet bi-weekly.
You can. Yeah.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying. You might want to stay till 5:15.
Yeah.
And that way, if you go over 5, right? Because sometimes some of these financial reviews, you guys may have a lot of questions.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So at least have your group reserve the extra 15 minutes in case.
Okay.
Now, if you're going to meet weekly, I would say an hour would be plenty of time. You'll probably go 45 minutes.
Okay.
But 5:15, I mean, 5:15 is fine.
Okay. Perfect. Alrighty. Next, we're going to talk about agenda item 8B, the data collection follow-up discussion from a few weeks ago. Senator McAndrews, you put together a draft standardized budget form. I can pull it up. Do you sort of want to walk us through what you prepared?
Yeah. So that one, basically go to the one above it, that one, and then open up like the Word document. I think that'll be helpful for us to like, okay, beautiful. So if we go to like the Excel sheet, and it's in the group chat if anyone's interested. So it might look really familiar, right? I basically took the president and vice president's budget, and then erased all the things that they submitted for the Senate budget, and then it kind of blank slate. My train of thought through this was we've already seen a budget from President VP, so we're familiar with this type of format. And for department leaders and directors, they might have like a point of reference looking back at a budget. Of course, it's going to be different. It's a report, right? And as you can see, if you go through it too, a lot of things are kind of like bare bones. And I kind of left it that way for us to determine, first off, what we would probably want to put in those like areas, or even if this is like something that looks appealing for us. If we go to the Word document too, one thing that I was trying to like grasp on was like the conditions we should put down and like kind of like the overall purpose. I feel like for us like going forward, if we are going to make like a standardized type of worksheet or submission process, we should have like a set of like goals of like what our purpose is with standardizing it, and kind of like the big picture of all of it. So yeah, I basically just kind of drafted it so we have something that we can question, something that if some we don't see something that isn't there, then we can add it, or if we have any concerns. So yeah.
I'm curious, did you come up with all of this? Or, because it's very similar, I was looking at some of the past financial review agendas and the memos that they send in, the accounts, they outline their mission, and then they sort of give that context during the review. Were you privy to that, or?
Yeah, so Anna, she sent me, like Senator Barris, she sent me her, submission,
okay.
When she was, I think, DA of programming. So I kind of read through hers and I saw what were like some of the things that was included and maybe some of the things that would be kind of hard to portray in an Excel sheet. So I think if there's like a Word doc that kind of explains all like the little nitty gritty things that kind of translates the numbers, I think that would allow for like a bigger picture of understanding of the money aspect for departments.
So you're saying it's just like more like an explanation to like, instead of just seeing like an overage, like a reasoning behind it, or?
I'll get you up to speed. So basically every account fills out a budget and the way they do that or what they want to include on that is sort of up to them right now. And we want, for the sake of collecting good data for the end of the semester, end of the year, whatever, We want to standardize that budget that they're filling out, and it'll help us run, hopefully, more productive financial reviews. And so that's sort of the goal, is to, and so it sounds like what Senator McAndrews is getting at is having them fill out a Word document or just a standardized sort of memo form, right? And they can outline these things, and then we can get into the nitty-gritty with numbers in an Excel sheet that they also fill out, or just the standardized budget itself. And so if they come with those two things, I think we'll be able to collect some pretty good data. But that's sort of the goal. Okay, so let's take a look at this. So you basically, am I correct that you split it up into each account and then by event? So it just gets a little more specific on what they did?
Yeah, so what I was kind of thinking about was, like, even if we open up President Agrabah and McNamara's budget, what they did was they had, like, a total, like, budget and finance for all of, like, ASUN, right? Mm-hmm. But then what if we do that when it comes to, like, per department, where they have, like per whatever they have in their department. So that might be like operating, like events, maybe like marketing, or something like that. Then that would give us like an overview of like, okay, they're breaking it up in this way. And then following that is like the actual breakdown of each one listed in that total budget and finance spending, basically.
Gotcha.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so yeah, here's like their whole thing.
Mm-hmm. And I know, yeah, and then also too, mm-hmm. I also left like the comparing it to the fiscal year of like 2024, 2025, because I don't know, it'd be kind of cool to like see how it like differs or like, you know,
yeah.
Something
yeah.
like that.
So is this more... Is this more for the sort of data collection and overall report, more so than it is having them fill this information out? Because I think it's a little confusing if they were to get in here, find their account, and then start filling in events. What do we think is a better way? And Director Rodriguez, you said we could get with IT and try and create a... link or something that they can click to and go automate that whole process.
I think we're looking at an end result, right? In the fall, this will be filled out.
What I'm trying to
in
get
the fall?
At, sorry. Yeah, so what I'm trying to get at is like, this would be one sheet that one department would fill out. So then we would have like multiple different sheets. And it would be like filled out into like whatever degree that they would like fill it out to. So, yeah. Does that clarify?
No, it makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
It's gonna, if the programming board, I just need you to know, the programming board fills this out at the end of September. In December, their finances are gonna look very different. So I thought you were trying to get these sheets so that you could get an end result like Logan would submit an end result to the Senate at the last Senate meeting in December.
Mm.
And if that's not what you're trying to do, yeah, that works. I mean, we can still work with Aaron to see if there's like some kind of financial sheet they can fill out so it's downloadable and it's always stored and you guys have access to it and whatever.
Mm-hmm.
We can have a conversation with them. Absolutely. So either way, maybe it's this Excel sheet that's transferred onto what do you call that? The form stack?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like we take this sheet and we put it on form stack.
Mm-hmm.
So they just go in and fill it out.
And would they use the information from Workday in the accounting office to fill that out? Okay. And then, yeah, there's no problem. Do people usually have issues filling that out? like, can they not find their information, or is accounting pretty...
No, it's standard.
Good.
One week prior to their presentation, everything gets uploaded to Nevada Mons Final, and then the student directors and the other directors are told, you need to go in and write your memo, here's your financial data.
Okay.
Right? And typically, it's a week prior. Let's say your meetings are on Wednesday. The deadline for them would be have this in the box by the previous Friday, which means that the Wednesday before, WAIS staff will have uploaded all of that data under the Nevada box file. So they have almost three working days.
Right? Okay.
And then you guys have that Friday and the weekend and the following week to go through the data. Ideally, that's the way it would work.
And we just let them know, right? Is it us, the committee?
Well, what happens is you're going to come up with a calendar, right? You're going to share it with WAIS. WAIS staff will go in, and honestly, they'll do it, or I'll do it, or you can do it. We'll go in and start creating the folders for every day.
Okay.
And based on the three accounts or four accounts you're going to investigate or review that week, they'll then create individual files in there. Let's say it's programming board, Raylina Bowen, she'll put the profile and her financial data is there. Center for Student Engagement, and their financial data is there. Right? So then they can take that. And then I guess transfer it onto a spreadsheet.
Because it would be cool if what was also there is the standardized form that they have to fill out, and then everyone, all the information we're getting is the exact same across the board.
Yeah. So the memo would be answering like the written component.
Yeah.
And then they can literally add the link to their form stack file.
Yeah.
And you click on it and it comes up and this is the data.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Something, that's what I think you're envisioning.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So yeah, we can talk to Aaron. I'm not sure how FormStack works, but since we could, it should be able to do that.
Okay. Cool. Senator Custer, sorry, go ahead.
No worries at all. I'm trying to clarify your views in terms of if we have, so in this idea, right, so we're saying that everyone's going to have kind of their own Excel sheet that they're going to fill out for their specific budgets. It might, just because we were talking about the data analysis that goes into this, I know that if we were able to do, I'm not saying exactly like the Microsoft form, but something like that where you could go in and actually submit, you fill out this form instead of an Excel spreadsheet, because, you know, by creating a standardized document, it's a great idea, but we're just creating another document to have to go through, another document for people to have to fill out. If it's kind of a link to a form, that's something that they can just go through, you know, they have, maybe they'd be given this spreadsheet of a template, but to make, you know, their life easier and our life easier, maybe they go through and put this onto just like I keep thinking about Microsoft form, because then that puts our data all together and then we can analyze between the different departments so much easier without having to pull up, you know, different spreadsheets for each different department. And I'm not sure how feasible that is or if that's something that we're able to do, but in my head, I'm thinking that might be a better idea just to kind of collect data and compare it between different departments a little bit easier.
Yeah, I agree. That's my vision as well. And I think if we have that form, they fill it out, and then it populates into what Grace pretty much made. And it populates that for us, and then boom, there's our end of semester report. Right? Is that sort of what your vision was? Or?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. I'm having more questions than I am answers right now. Because, I think I'm trying to make sure we're all on the same page.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, are we thinking more of, we want to send this to the accounting? Or is this more of, a director?
Not that other ideas. Workday is actually a pretty powerful tool.
Mm-hmm.
WAI can, at the end of the semester, literally download an Excel sheet, like the one you see, that lists every single account, all of the revenues that have been put into the account, everything that's been spent, remaining amount, so that you're looking at every account in, you know, the ASUM budget, you would be seeing it on one spreadsheet. So he could do that for you on December 15th, whatever day you want, and you would literally see how much money is left in all the accounts. Are you after something like that? Let's not reproduce something that we can already do in Workday.
Totally.
And maybe I'm thinking, maybe we should have, like, maybe one or two of you get together with Wayne and sit down, and he can walk you on the screen.
Yeah.
Do everything he can do with Workday. And if it's, that's going to be easier for you, that's one thing. On this other thing, you're just trying to standardize what people are turning into you, right? So we could be talking about actually two different things here.
Yeah, I am. I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
I am a little, like, I'm confused because I feel like I'm on one page and then there's another page, kind of what Sandy was talking about. So, like, I don't know. Is it, could we, like, go around and, because I'm unsure if I'm on a different page than everyone else or if everyone else is also on a different page. You know what I mean?
Yeah, so I'm trying to, yeah, just get this down and we can just do a little run through here. So I think one of the goals we're trying to get at is the financial reviews. And for that, we want to create a standardized sort of memo form. That's the Word document.
Okay.
And so we can drop that into their folder along with their accounting information. And we can drop a standardized Microsoft form or form stack. I don't really know at this point. And that's where they'll be inputting their data. And then we want to say, hey everyone, by this date, sometime in December, I think we said last time, get this form completely up to date. So then we can produce our report at the very end.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's sort of like two different things. There's the going into the review and then going into the end of year report. Right?
Okay.
Go ahead.
I'm curious. Is it for, like, who are we trying to standardize the memos for? Is it for the accounting office or is it for per department?
Sorry, Moscow.
So I can probably bring some insight to your question. If we're looking to standardize, I think the accounting office already has pretty much standard procedures. I think maybe we're looking at trying to standardize the memo so that it is the similar. As someone who's had to put together a budget and finance review memo, having a standardized memo would be beneficial. That way I'm not running to Director Rodriguez every 5 minutes when I'm writing and be like, do I need to include this? Do I need to include this? So I think for what I have in front of me, which is the Word document, I think what you've put together, Senator McAndrews, is really great for standardizing the memo.
Mm-hmm.
The spreadsheet you've created is great for standardizing the final report that Chair Micelli will have to give.
Mm-hmm.
I think both serve to different means. I think this is perfect. This is perfect guidelines for writing the memo. It's clear, concise. It allows us to allows the director or the AD of budget to really go into their memo and give us the same information. The spreadsheet would be more so for that data because it's just simple data collection. So I think that's what you're going for, just listening and interpreting what's being discussed.
Do you want to go ahead and bring up like an example from last year? Workday is already standardized.
Yeah.
Sometimes I don't understand why they're taking the data from Workday and trying to put it in a memo when
right.
they literally provide you the expense, a memo as to what it was spent on, what account it came from.
Yeah.
Like it doesn't, to me it seems like they're doing a lot of work. The data they should be providing you, for example, insight, how many people went to the website
right.
to view, like that's the kind of data they should be providing you.
I agree.
But all of you have full access to all the expenses
right.
literally a week before.
Mm-hmm.
And you're welcome to go through it, come up with questions. Sandy, why are we paying for 3 copy machines instead of 2? You know, things like that.
Yeah.
Senator Moss?
So to that point, I think from what I understand originally, we wanted to see where their budgets are being spent in the idea of like, are we undershooting or are we under budgeting for things? Or are we over budgeting for things? So, like I'll use events as an example. Like maybe we're not more so looking at for this report that we want to do, not the financial or hold on, let me be a little more concise. For the financial review that we do mid-semester, like we do with each department, maybe that's where we want to be like, so where are you hitting this? Where are you hitting this? For Howlapalooza, are we, what was your estimated? How many students did you actually serve? Do you think your budget was like that kind of stuff for the memo? Whereas this is just the data that's similar to that, if that makes sense.
Can I approach the screen so I can show you something?
Yes, okay. Of course.
And can everybody who's on the Zoom meeting, do you want to go ahead and share that screen?
Yeah, let me make sure you guys can see this.
This spreadsheet actually has a ton of data in it. Okay. All right, so go ahead and hit programming board tab down here.
The program budget?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Okay, so if you look at the sheet, and can you move Kagan's font up? it literally tells you, like, it breaks down personnel costs, hourly wages, fringe operations. If you look over here, it'll tell you the remaining balance. Mm-hmm. It gives you the percent of the account that, of the amount in the account that was funded to them that either that remains. Like, this front sheet has a ton of information.
Yeah.
Sometimes, for example, commitments. Some accounts, for example, the PAC rights, we will do a purchase order for $20,000 for gas because gas is expensive. That appears as a $20,000 purchase order. As the gas is being used, that begins to decline and the operations cost begins to increase. So these numbers should be important to you. What was the date on this?
This was last year, September 9th, 2024. Right.
So at this point, if we look at their operations, they had a revised budget of $249. They spent $288 that month. Year to date, they'd only spent $8,409. They had obligations of $66,000. What were those obligations? Because it was September, I guarantee you it was the bouncy houses, the food trucks, that's the kind of stuff you want them to explain in your memo.
Right.
But I mean, this sheet contains a ton of financial data.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe it's just that you don't know how to read it? I don't know, I'm asking questions, but we could literally have a sit down with Wade, like maybe one or two of you. I don't think it has to be an official meeting. Or maybe we have Wade come by and he literally walks you through.
Yeah.
Right? Now go to the next tab, operations. Scroll up to the top. I'm going to take whatever. Okay, so literally tells us it was a journal voucher. The date that it was produced, it was for security services. For Howlapalooza, right, 826, keep scrolling down.
Yeah.
Actually, stay there.
Okay.
That was about as much explanation. Somebody used a credit card on 812 for $240. It was for the programming event to purchase forks, plates, dispensers, distribute pancake pump.
Yeah.
I mean, that's like pretty, that's got a lot of information, right?
Yeah.
That's why the student employees in there are so important and why the PAC Life forms matter. And so you're right. I tell the programming, especially programming PAC rights, like some of these groups that have a lot of money, I need a very clear indication of why you're requesting these funds. Then the students in the accounting office literally cut and paste and put it there. None of this should be coming as a surprise to anybody. Why? Because Raylene has signed off on it or Carmina has signed off on it. Or I have signed off on it. So, yeah, for those of us that actually do the signing, nothing should surprise us on these sheets. So, yeah.
So, you want to fix it?
So, the Excel is to help explain that.
This Excel?
The Excel that Senator McAndrews made is
at
taking this
semester.
Data at the
moment. You're saying per memo.
That's what I was trying to say. Are you trying to transport this into this Excel? Does that make sense? Like that data into here?
Basically, I didn't realize that this data was available to us.
That's
okay.
Yeah. Gotcha.
But in this case, if this is available, then that means that we just kind of need to standardize, like, a memo,
yeah.
And then make sure that there is, like, this attachment. Because if we, like, look at a memo, it's, like, a lot of data, right? But not a lot of, like, explaining. And if we standardize a memo and we have the sheet, we're, like, dialed in.
Yeah.
So it's a matter of, like, the information that these numbers can't necessarily be, like, portray.
Mm-hmm. Right, like the real life part
yeah.
of it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because this is, like, exactly what I was thinking about that we didn't have access to when I was putting together the Excel sheet.
Mm-hmm.
But now that this is the case, that brings out way a whole layer.
And I'll tell you what I do. Scroll all the way to your right. The Center for Student Engagement can have some complex expenses. Here's the other thing, and this will happen probably once, twice per semester. Somebody will use a credit card, and fraud will be detected on it. The expense will go through $3,000 for ICE, right? Then Wade has to work with accounts payable. They contact whomever. Chase, right? Chase says, you're absolutely right, it's fraud. Meanwhile, though, you all are seeing a $3,000 expense in Center for Student Engagement. Right? So you should be going like, Sandy, what's going on here? Did you throw a party on your own? Then, what I do is I highlight and I say, please be prepared. In a month, you're going to see, where you're seeing a negative, you're going to see a plus, right? Sometimes the expenses just don't make sense because of the way they appear. I'm trying to think, like, the telephone charges. I will literally, at the beginning of the year, highlight telephone charges. It will say something X, something exchange, blah, blah, blah. You have no idea that these are the telephone charges, right? You see the column S? I will literally start writing explanations in case further explanation is necessary. So every single person that writes a memo has access to these Excel sheets. They can go on beforehand, and if they see something that they don't understand, then they should write an explanation, because if they don't understand it, that means you guys probably don't understand it. And that's where Raylene would work with her advisors, right? Carmina would work with me, the student directors and Pat Rice would work with Justin, and all of us would go to Wade to say, hey, how do we more clearly articulate this, because, you know, it may be a problem. I always advise the student directors on both sides. In a financial review memo, you want to give so much information that there are no questions left for them to ask. Right? Really? Again, I go back to, I'm growing increasingly concerned by the fact that there are just areas with no data. Right? And so how do we create room for actual data in that memo? The programs and services side has data. There's even some of the, you know, I think it's important that the Student Senate has produced X amount of pieces of legislation. You never get that information in the Senate memo.
Right.
You know, they've done X amount of events, the Veterans Breakfast, the, you know? For the programming board, how many events did you do this year? Can you give us an estimate of your attendance? Like, things like that, right?
Are those things you're saying you would like to see included in the memo?
I think that's data that's important to you in assessing whether or not they're, one, meeting their mission. By the way, this year, from the had every department write up a mission, right?
Mm-hmm.
Two, are they meeting the needs of the undergraduate student body,
mm-hmm.
right? Three, it is... If there's no data, or you see the data declining,
mm-hmm.
you need to start asking why.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Why are fewer students attending events? Why did we give less money to clubs at once?
Right.
You know, why did, I'm trying to get things out of my head, but you get the gist, right?
Yeah. I'm going to go to Senator Custer, because he's had his hand up for a while.
Thank you. Yeah, no, I'm just trying to clarify. So this data is it... So each department comes up with this data, but you're saying that it's in Workday. So is it numbers they're putting in Workday that's producing the spreadsheet, or is there a department that's producing the spreadsheet from just transacting? We're just trying to figure out where this is coming from.
I believe it's all transactional. It's automatically through Workday. If money leaves an account or goes into account, that's there. They aren't manually putting this stuff in, correct?
Correct. Okay. You have an assistant director of accounting and myself who have access to all the accounts. I can't control the data in those accounts. When financial transactions are processed through credit cards, through purchase orders, through IPOs, you name it, accounts payable people put that data into Workday. So there's that checks and balances there. I can't go in and alter that data, neither can Wade.
Okay.
But Wade can download it officially for you to show you, hey, here are the expenses, right, that have come through your account. Do me a favor, Logan, if you will. Can you share the screen and go back to last year's Budget and Finance Committee and go to the fall semester?
Sorry, what exactly do you
want to say? In the Nevada box?
Yeah.
That's the other thing. I know you guys haven't been exposed to this.
I gotcha. That's where I was pulling all of the...
Right. Let's show them what it looks like the big picture, and then what they're going to have access to literally every week or 2 weeks.
So financial reviews, and then it's in the fall, and then it's by date, and in each of these, I'll just go to the one we're looking at.
Right. So as when you all start going to the Nevada box, you're going to see a final folder for every day you have a meeting scheduled. Oh, he just opened up the one for, I don't know what date that was.
Programming, that's September 9th. That's the one we're looking at.
Do me a favor, go to another one, because that one's even missing the memo.
Yeah, which one?
I don't know, just pick a random.
November 18th, that's the one. Government Affairs.
Okay, so when you go to that box, it should be the Friday before your Wednesday meeting. You're going to find a memorandum from the department head saying, hey, this is how we've been spending our money. And when you say how you've been spending the money, go back to the financial data.
For the same?
Yeah, for the same. There it is. There's the data, right?
Yeah.
You've got both the full operations picture and then literally a breakdown of operations. So it's up to you then to examine what's being given to you. What I'm telling you is that on the memo end of things, many of them are missing actual data.
Right.
Yeah.
Beyond the financials.
Yeah.
You've got good data in here. I was wondering also, so the actual, man, I've got way too many things open. The programming budget tab, for example, when is this populated with information?
Look up all the way up in the corner. It should give you a date somewhere up there. So the records will always be pulled. The records will always be pulled. Your meeting's going to be on Wednesday, right? The Wednesday before your Wednesday meeting. Mm-hmm. So it is as up to date as it can get, while still being able to, one, give the directors time to be able to process the information, write the memo, and two, giving you guys time to be able to process the information to start asking questions.
Yeah.
So let's say you review the programming board account twice. Once in September and once in November. We will download the data the Wednesday before in the September meeting. In November, when it's time again, he'll download it that November, whatever Wednesday meeting it is, the week before.
Okay.
Yeah. And so that data will never change. You're going to see the old data, plus whatever expenses hit the account October and November.
Yeah.
Okay. So nothing, and I go back to, we can't change the data or alter the data on these sheets. That's why, to me, they should be invaluable to you.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah, I think what I'm envisioning is if we hash out that memo template that everyone fills out, whether it be a Word doc or a form that's asking them questions and specific data questions, that'll be great for the review. And then we can combine that information with this information for our end of year report.
Yeah.
And that gives us the whole picture, not just the numbers like what we're seeing here, and not just the memo that gets lost in some random meeting, financial review meeting. It's all there. We combine it all.
And we make that to present.
Yes.
And we put it all together as a team.
Yes.
Gotcha.
Does that sound, are we on the same page now? I know it kind of got confusing. Thumbs up. So, yeah, I think next we should talk with Wade and see what the best way of creating that doc or memo.
If you want, every 2 weeks we can download for you literally an overview of all the accounts.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just a record that you all examine for the record and you attach to the minutes.
Yeah.
Right? Big picture, every single ASU account, how much money has come in, how much money has gone out, how much is remaining in the account. You can ask for those records whenever you want.
Okay.
No committee has ever previously asked for
All right. Senator McKendrick?
I'm kind of curious because if we have access to like all this like money data, can't we just like take a look at what's provided in these and then come up with things that we're missing and that can be included in like our memos, basically?
I think that's exactly it.
Yeah.
What are we missing from here that we need in the memo, and then we combine it all in the report at the end?
Yeah, but like, is that something that we really need to like ask the financial, like, accounting
department
for?
Well, not like, account. Wade is IT.
Okay.
Wade is the assistant director of accounting.
Mm-hmm.
The university gives only certain people access to this data,
mm-hmm.
right? Just because Amy's an associate director doesn't mean she has access to all this data. So that's just checks and balances, but yes, he can produce reports for you. That's why I want you to sit and meet with him and ask him, what can you produce for us, Wade? And if it interests you, he'll produce the records for you, right?
Go ahead.
Where I'm, like, trying to come from is, like, why don't, like, we come together more as, like, a student body to consider, like, what information we need to, like, better understand the things?
To that point, I think what we're looking for in the memo, since we have this spreadsheet, is what Director Rodriguez said was the, you know, the data, like percentage, to make sure the money's being used properly. It's the, how many students did you estimate? What was your estimated attendance? What did you expect to serve? How much did you allocate for it? Do you feel you under allocated or over allocated money for this project? You know?
Yeah, Director Rodriguez.
Also remember, let's not forget, there are nuances in each account. A programming board account is very different from a PAC rights account. So, which a programming board account, IDEA, those two accounts you might want to be asking, you might, the memo will be standardized in a certain way because they're expected to do programming. Right? Does that make sense? On the other hand, Senate, they're not going to be doing a whole lot of events, but they're going to be writing legislation. They're going to be meeting with university officials. So what I'm saying is that don't forget the nuances in each. I don't know how far you can standardize, right?
Yeah.
Without then diminishing the value of the work that's being done. That's literally the job of that department, like Senate. It's not your job to do all sorts of programming. So what does that mean? You didn't, you know, send it to bat? You know, body? No. Right? I would say the executive branch, the same thing with that. Some of it is programming, some of it is community outreach. Like, maybe it's more that we define for them. Super excited, they all have a mission now, a mission statement, right? Okay, maybe the next section is give us data, right? Standardized data, the financial part, but then give us data that supports your mission.
Mm. I like that idea.
See what I mean?
Yeah, I get that.
Okay, because like you cannot begin to compare IDEA to the Center for Student Engagement ever. It just doesn't make sense.
Yeah, because if we wanted to ask programming how many people were at your event, we can't ask, I mean, we could ask Senate for specific things, but it doesn't apply to everyone. Yeah, it's hard.
You ask me how many people came and went through the Center for Student Engagement, I literally have that number for you.
Okay.
No one's ever asked me for that number. It's thousands. I don't know if you know this, there's door flickers.
Really?
Yeah. So I can tell you how many people come through that door. I think we may be missing a lot of people that come in through the back door. But there is data there. Just don't get so fixated on one kind of data.
Yeah.
That you lose sight of the bigger picture.
nature, right? And of the individual, actually.
So is it something we should look at per review and customize a memo for that specific account and send it to them, drop it in their box? It's more work, but...
I think Grace got it right.
Yeah.
She started writing out, hey, here are the protocols, right?
Yeah, yeah.
That we're looking... I think that something can be added to that memo that says, we understand there are nuances in each of these accounts.
Mm-hmm.
For example, programming board, we would expect you to give us number of events, attendance, right? Stuff like that. Pat Rice, how many, what was your ridership? What were your high-end and low points, peak points? Is Monday your peak day or is Friday your peak day? It's actually Tuesday. Friday's a little safer. You know, things like that. I think that you'll get the student directors excited to share information with you.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So when I saw the written part, I was like, oh, this is awesome.
Yeah.
It went right along with the meeting procedures. Like, I'm liking all of this a lot. I think people walk into these meetings and they don't get real direction. And I don't mean just working on finance. I think everybody that's tasked with doing something wants to carry out that task, but I don't know that they're clearly communicating expectations, right? So now you have the opportunity.
Yeah, totally. Senator Custer?
No, I think that's a good idea to make a point. I still think you can make it roughly standardized, like certain parts of it, right? Like, so I understand that each department has different needs, they might want to report on different things, but you can make one form that just says, you know, you can have sections where it's like the director Rodriguez was saying, like, you have, like, here, the goals here, and then, like, you can have a section that says attendance slash, you know, number of people per pack ride slash, like, you can, I still think you can standardize so that way you can pull up five forms and the same information is in the same spot, even if it's just slightly altered for each department. And I think that might be a good way to do it. We could outline, like, you know, something very similar to this where it's like, you know, we create a template that said, hey, you know, put your mission statement here, put your goals here, put how many people attend here, and then you could just say in the instructions above it, like, for executive branch, this, for judicial branch, this. And I think that would be a good way for the things that we want to be standardized, we could have it standardized, and then where we need to kind of vary a little bit. So it's not, I don't think it's necessary to create, you know, five different forms. I think we can create one form and just say, if judicial, you know, do all this, if, you know, so I think that that's a better way to do so that the things we want to compare, we can stay consistent.
Yeah, I think it's going to take some thought. I think we can roll with Grace's guidelines, which are really good, and then figure out how to turn that into something that's fillable. How do they give us the information that we're after? Senator McKenzie?
I was thinking, well, maybe we could, like, add, I like what Director Rodriguez said about their mission statement, and maybe, like, a section of, like, how they executed on their mission statement that they gave. You were saying President Aguilar gave them like their mission statements. I don't know. Like, evidence of, you know, strives for their mission that they stated at the beginning of the semester, maybe.
Yeah, like, if Senate's mission is advocacy through legislation, but all they're doing is programming.
Right.
Yeah,
right. And I think it allows them to kind of express the nuances that you spoke about and how they evolve the difference. So I just maybe add that or something like that.
You have the financial data you need, and we can give you more data. That's why I'm saying maybe you and I go meet with Wade.
Yeah.
And or let's schedule. I'll schedule a meeting as the director of the Center for Student Engagement to inform this body. There's a difference. This is not an official meeting, right? There will be no minutes necessary.
Okay.
I'm saying it for the record, right?
Okay.
But yeah, we can sit down and walk you through every report you can generate for, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then maybe it has nothing to do with your individual financial reviews, but monthly you want to see the financial state of the association,
mm-hmm.
right?
Exactly.
So maybe every third meeting is review the financial state of the association.
Yeah.
Something like that. But let's meet with Wayne and let's see what we can come up with.
I think that's a good next step. Okay.
And of course he's gone next week on the
It's all right. The last thing I have on here, 8C, mock financial review. I was sort of intending for that to just be more of a recap on what we discussed and how we want the reviews to look. So
It sounds like we're going to have, based on these guidelines, a new form that we can send, drop in their folder a week before their review. They fill it out. That gives us the information we're after. And then we also have all of the financial information from accounting office, which is super helpful as well. Senator Kenders.
A point of clarification, what is like this actual like document name?
The one we're looking at?
Yeah, like per department, like what is that called?
Scroll all the way to the top.
Manager.
It's called the manager balance sheet. And that's what I'm saying. You can go into Workday and do manager balance sheet, do it by his account, by sub-object code, by... There's like all these things. What Wade does is he says, hey, here's the big picture for this account for you, right? And then the next tab is, hey, here are all the expenses coming out of operating. And that should pretty much be what's in these accounts, right?
Yeah, let me tell a good story at the end of the year.
The only other thing we have are wages. For example, midway through the year, by December, you're going to start seeing some... If we had vacant senator positions for a while, that's money that's going unused. So by... If you all started getting paid May 1, May, June, July, August, September, October, by November, you should be hitting that 50%. But if you've only hit 40%, it's not a bad thing, but then you know, wow, we're going to have rollover next year, right? Is it prudent to move it out now? Like, see, those are questions that that you all and the president get. Well, actually, Leaf is the only person in control of the Senate account. He may come to this body to say, given that we've only spent 40% of our wages, and we're in excess of 10%, I'd like to reduce wages by 10% and move that money into operations so that we could do another event. Mm-hmm. That's why the state has power.
Yeah. I had one question for you, Director Rodriguez. So on those spreadsheets that come from accounting, those only cover operating, right? Because in the budget, there's these other line items as well. And you said personal information is not okay, but what about stuff like travel? Or
yes,
host.
Travel is in there.
Okay, it's
very
all
few of you guys actually travel.
Yeah, I believe
so,
it.
So it, there's one of the nuances.
Yeah.
Carmina should account for her travel.
Yeah.
Because Carmina has to travel with all the regents.
Yeah.
In the CSE account, the professional staff should account for the travel.
Okay.
Because we present at national conferences. I'm going to say those are like the two accounts. Sometimes the publications are in for travel. And that's one of the first areas that got cut, our travel got cut, when they submitted this budget. But yes, you're absolutely right. I can make sure that if travel's a line item in there, here's where it's going to get super complicated. Clubs and arts.
Yeah.
The clubs and arts commissioners don't travel.
Yeah.
But it's fair for you to see how much money is being spent in travel.
I think that's huge, yeah.
Yeah, if you hit the overall budget, is it important to you to know individually which clubs are traveling, or do you just want to know how much has been spent in club support funding for travel?
Well, I think it's interesting you bring up that example, because I think it is important to see which club, because that's a big debate right now, is, you know, adjusting that.
So for that particular account, we would ask Wade to do a third tab travel.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And then you'll see everybody that's traveling, whether they bought airline tickets, bus tickets, whatever.
Yeah. Okay. So I think we should just take a look at these guidelines and keep talking about it. We'll meet with Wade and...
If you have time tomorrow,
yeah.
I'm pretty sure we can sit down with him for half an hour. I don't think it would take more than half an hour.
Okay.
But he can run through the reports that we generate. I mean, my calendar's pretty open, and his is just... doing financial transactions, so you can stop.
Okay, I'll chat with you after this.
Okay.
Perfect. Any other questions or anything? No? Okay. We'll move on to agenda item 9, public comment. Is there any public comment at this time? Seeing none, move on to agenda item 10, adjournment. I adjourn this meeting at 4:59 p.m. on Thursday, July 31st, in the Frankie Sudo Pava Conference Room, in person and on Zoom.